We're talking with Hope College Professor of Political Science, Dr. Jack Holmes. And Jack, I would say that all the pundits are left with mouths agape after what happened last night in Virginia. But as I mentioned to Pete Hoekstra a little while ago, we've seen this before. 22 years ago, he upset Guy Vanderjack. Now it looks as if Dave Brat pulled the same thing on Eric Cantor yesterday.
Yes, he did. And he worked very hard. He was a candidate who connected to the people. I think in some way Eric Cantor was sort of running for Speaker of the House and looking at these big national issues, but the people in that particular congressional district wanted a congressman who was going to represent them and be a little bit more on the Main Street side and a little bit less on the Wall Street side. And the candidate who won, Dave Brat, clearly has a good handle on a lot of issues, teaches economics, has a PhD in the field, and I think he connected with people, and they felt that he would be the better representative.
Now, you've got hundreds of and thousands of students under you've taught over at Hope College over the years, and asking you to remember one or two might be a little bit tough, but Dave Brat's background is economics, not political science, so to a certain extent, you're a little surprised that he emerged out of Hope to do what he's doing?
Well, I'm probably a little bit surprised, but on the other hand, looking at his background and how he handled it and the way he approached the issues, it's not surprising that he had a real chance. Because what it really boils down to is, how do you connect with the people? And he connected with people, and he said things that were on the minds of people in his district, and he was the real thing. At one point, one of the even very conservative interest groups in Washington wanted to talk to him, and he said, I've got final exams to grade. And he's a very down-to-earth person, and he did that pretty much by himself, being outspent by a wide margin, just like the situation where Pete won over Guy Vanderjack.
Jack,
one do you want to do? Do you be a representative of your district or seek something higher? And it's really hard both.
Jack, can I ask you this? Is this sort of a follow-through of what we saw, I would say, in 2010, when Bill Huizinga and Justin Amash were elected, and you know, that like a clean sweep came in, and the Republicans took the House. Could we, to a certain extent, put Dave Brat in that type of category as well?
Well, I think what it more is this year it seems to be going down to each individual race, and different candidates win, but they're candidates who connect to the people. And maybe the scenario you described could work, really work by November. But right now I'm seeing sort of each individual candidate, each individual race, and individual constituents.
And the other thing, too, is the fact that, yeah, it's still a bit too early to say whether or not this is a barometer of what will happen in November. And basically you answered that question right there.
Right, but I think it's going to be a good November for Republicans, simply because people are unhappy, and I think we have dynamic candidates coming out through this primary process, and one of the dynamic candidates we have now is Dave Brat.